It's good to be here, and thanks again for having me.
Always
just
our pleasure.
Today, just wanted to follow up on last week, and we're talking about the great topic, the lovely topic of poo in our pools, or we call them fecal contaminations. Just update you guys, we had a fecal contamination in the main pool at Casey Race last night at about 8 o'clock. Someone had diarrhea. And the unfortunate thing when this happens is the fact that we'll be lucky to get the main pool open today now. And that means that swim lessons, the majority of our swim lessons have to be cancelled. Oh. Tiger Sharks, who are the local swimming club and are doing great stuff, they can't train at Casey Race. They can train at Casey Ark, but they need both pools. You've got people who come along and do their lap swimming every day to stay fit and healthy and active. Mm. They can't do that as well. And as well as the people who just want to come down and enjoy the pool.
How many people roughly does this affect?
Look, my guess, conservatively, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500.
Unbelievable.
Potentially more.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I mean, before we went live, and people can't see this at all, we know Baz is a good friend of ours and known Barry for an awful long time, just how much this has affected Baz. Now, you can tell, you probably pick it up in his voice, but there's a level of care that sits within the centres, a level of care that sits within yourself, Baz, and I don't know if you mind me saying it or not, but it obviously, we can tell straight away that it's had a major effect on you and has a major effect on your staff, that you just want to be there providing the best you possibly can for the patrons and the members and the people, not even the members, the people who enjoy the centres that now been affected in their thousands. And it just needs to be... I don't know how we chatted about how you communicate it better. You're communicating it as best you possibly can. The message is not getting through, but it obviously has a major impact.
Look, it does have an impact. And, you know, when I'm on the phone last night to Carly Sanders, who's the centre manager of Casey Race, you know, she had a massive day at work yesterday, but has this at night. And she's arranging with staff. She's arranging with user groups as well. And I really feel for those guys. We've had to have staff in the centre, two staff all night, monitoring the pool to ensure chemical levels stay high enough, because if they don't, we're then in trouble anyway. We have to meet the health department guidelines, and to ensure that pools are safe to swim in, we can't let people in there if they're going to get sick, if we think they might get sick. So it does have a major impact. And you're right, Daz. All we want to do is run the centres and run the centres as well as we possibly can, and not have these continual interruptions. And it seems like in the last probably 3 weeks between Casey Ark and Casey Race, I would conservatively estimate we've had 10 fecal contaminations. Some of those are major shutdowns. Some of them are just an hour or so. But it really does wear on everyone involved and all the staff, and so I feel for them for sure.
Also, and this is not the reason that is upsetting, of course, but there's a financial aspect to it as well for the centres. I mean, you've got a business to run as well, and it would run into thousands of dollars that is in revenue that is lost, and it means that the more the businesses lose revenue, what people don't understand is that the more you've got to try and claw that back somehow. Now, I mean, we've got fixed rates and fees at the centres, but at some point you can't keep wearing the costs of loss like that without it impacting somewhere along the line. So we just, you know, it has far-reaching impact and effects on so many different aspects of the business.
Oh, exactly right. And I won't talk about exactly how much it is, but it is well over the thousands. But also the fact is we've got the extra wages for staff.
Yep.
Right.
We've got pool chemicals, and there are, you know, a lot of chemicals, and they're not cheap, but we use an absolute stack to get the water, you know, chlorinated to a certain level, to bring it down, to make sure it's all balanced, and that's a bit of an art in itself. So yes, it does have a significant financial impact on us. But also, if I'm a member somewhere and I pay my money, my good hard-earned, as they say, I expect to be able to use the pool. And therefore, you know, I go along and I can't use it. Well, why am I spending my money? And it's a good question. And I understand that, but unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do about it. All we can do is encourage people to, if you have diarrhea, or please do not swim. If you need to go to the toilet, or please go to the toilet prior to hopping in the pool. I'd love you to have a shower before you go in the pool, but, you know, that's wishful thinking at times, but please shower if you go in the pool. If you're not well at all, even if it's not diarrhea, just don't go in there.
This is going to be my question now. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you go into a pool if you're not feeling well in the first place? It just doesn't... I can't understand this.
I think it's a way to look at it. I'm not feeling well. I'll go to a place where I do feel well, where my I can float around. I can take it easy in the water. But you're right. We shouldn't be in the pool if we're not feeling well.
Stay in bed. Get well.
Yeah. Look. And exactly right. Exactly right. So we're hoping that through our social media posts, we're trying to get out in the community and educate the community through me talking on 97.7, that we'll get the message out. We'll never stop it. Mm. It is increasing right across Melbourne. Mm. Mm. There's no doubt about that, these incidents. But I'm just hoping we can cut them down to a minimum. Yes.
Mm. Well, we'll continue to help where we can, but as you know that. What else has been going on?
Oh, look, lots of stuff. You would have seen new uniforms at the centres. You like those?
Very nice.
You like the blue?
Very nice.
Yeah, I just about everyone that I see is wearing the new blue top.
Yep.
It looks great on them, and so really, really excited about that. And we've with our partnership with the KC Demons, our health club staff have got the navy blue and red on as well. So that's sort of promoting that. What else is happening? Lots of things with just the normal stuff of running our swim lessons and getting record numbers there. And it's fantastic because people do appreciate that, swimming lessons are important. Our gyms, we're touch wood, 24/7 end of November. It's a big touch wood, but, we're working it. Bit of a hold up with our security companies and just making sure that's all right, because we've got to make sure they are secure and there's people able to contact it absolutely. At all hours. We'll be getting new strength equipment at Casey Race at the same time. So late November, hoping to announce that we will have a 24/7 gym at Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, Casey Race, and new strength equipment at Casey Race as well. So that's a big one.
This
for
is
sure.
good. Yeah. I've moved into the right hood, haven't I? This is my new gym over nice here. I'm so excited.
So lots of great stuff happening as well.
What a question without notice with the classes? We speak about the classes quite a bit. Probably not enough. We talk about the wonderful facilities and the gym's great and also the pool setup, which obviously going through our dramas at the moment. But with the classes, what's the big hit classes at the moment? What where do people flock to? What are the classes that really take the numbers in right now?
The group fitness classes. Yeah. You got me in my weakness, haven't you?
I know some of them are just completely packed out. And so I guess the message is, if there's a class that you want to get to and you want, just please get on and use the online portal to be able to get on and book your spot. You don't want to miss out.
Yeah, look, and I think the thing with group fitness is a lot of it's about the instructor as well.
Yeah.
And I know from personal experience and my wife going to a group fitness class, and she'd come home and said, "Now the instructor said you've got to do this." And I'm going, "Oh, good, okay, right." Just because I've been trained and spent years and years in this industry, ignore what I say, the instructor says it. So, that personal interaction with the instructor is so important. Whether that's a mind and wellness class, whether that's a Zumba dance class, whether that's a body balance class or a pump class with weights, it's what you like and how you enjoy your exercise.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you've got some challenging times ahead of you through the day today. I hope everything sorts itself out today and ongoing, because we want this message to get out there, and whatever we can do to help push that, Baz, let us know.
Thank you.
We want people to understand the impact that it does have, and just look after your health first, so it looks after other people's well-being and health at the same time.
Exactly right.
Our wishes to all the staff, and I know there's a big challenge ahead, and on a challenging day, we appreciate you popping in and spending some time with us.
Thanks very much. And look.